Most of us have heard of the phrase the Iron Curtain, used to describe the communist countries of Eastern Europe after the Cold War. That phrase was controversial at the time, and the words were delivered here. I'll take you to that important spot on this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
On March 5, 1946, Winston Churchill delivered what has become known as the Iron Curtain speech at Westminster College in Fulton, Missouri. The former prime minister's comments that the Soviet Union and communism would rise to become the next great challenge for the West was not well received by some.
The reaction from the public was mixed. The Soviet Union had been allies with the West in winning the war. And I think Eleanor Roosevelt, for example, was dismayed and said, "Churchill, how could you say this about Uncle Joe Stalin?" It turns out Churchill was right.
Even President Truman seemed caught off guard by the speech that day.
Harry Truman, for instance, immediately said, "Well, I never saw the speech. I didn't know what he was going to say." He almost backed away from it. But ultimately, the thoughts and ideas that Churchill put forth in the Iron Curtain speech came to pass.
Churchill perhaps had a different vantage point on the future based on what he'd experienced in the past.
I think that the only person who really knew that the Iron Curtain speech was going to have an impact was Churchill. He had great confidence, and he had almost supernatural power to see the world stage and to see what was going to happen next. After all, in the 30s, he warned the world of Nazi Germany and Hitler. No one would listen.
But Churchill seemed confident the speech would stand the test of time.
Churchill knew immediately that he nailed it. I mean, he just knew that he mustered his entire rhetorical capability to make this speech. And on the train ride home, he turned to an aide and said, "I think that was the most significant speech that I've ever given."
What happened next in Fulton to commemorate the speech might surprise you if you've never visited town. The story concludes next time as we travel the countryside. Fulton, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.